Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas, and I am the founder of Ergogenic Health. Together in this podcast series, we will go underground to explore cutting-edge health and human performance insights that you simply cannot search on Google to help you upgrade your existence. So, without any further ado, let's jump into today's episode. I would consider megadosing L-theanine pretty much the same as meditating for 6 hours straight. What I'm going to do is look at my experience with megadosing L-theanine and also explain some of the benefits associated with L-theanine. We'll dive into how it works and some key points to note before taking L-theanine. So what is L-theanine? Well, if you are someone who is quite well versed with nootropics, you'll probably be familiar with L-theanine because it's often used as part of many supplement stacks and nootropic stacks to balance out the jitters associated with caffeine. In fact, L-theanine is perhaps the almighty number one beginner nootropic stack with caffeine. To put simply, L-theanine is a unique non-protein amino acid that is found in green tea. And it's a widely consumed beverage associated with human health and beneficial effects on human health. Now, interestingly, the structure of L-theanine resembles that of L-glutamic acid. Some of the common uses for L-theanine, as I mentioned, it's often used as part of a beginner nootropic stack. You'll see, let's say, 200 milligrams of L-theanine to, let's say, 100 milligrams of caffeine. And many people see huge benefits doing this simple nootropic stack or trialing this out. Most people notice reductions in anxiety, better ability to get into a flow state, reduced blood pressure from the caffeine, and just feeling like they're in that perfect state of calm but alert focus. Now, also what's worthwhile noting is the ability for L-theanine to act as an anti-allergic agent. And this is because L-theanine can actually lower histamine and interact with the immune system. So it's actually known to possess anti-allergic properties. In addition, L-theanine is very well known to reduce anxiety. There are many studies that support the ability for L-theanine to lower state anxiety and trait anxiety. And this is really important for those, again, who are very sensitive to stimulants. They find that stimulants actually push them a little bit too far and makes them a little bit paranoid and or like irritable and on edge. That's where L-theanine can really shine. In addition, L-theanine is also used to improve sleep quality. There's some new research coming out suggesting that combining GABA with L-theanine can actually improve overall sleep architecture and improve REM sleep. It's also been shown to reduce stress, and this is another beneficial effect of L-theanine. Due to its ability to lower cortisol and adrenaline, L-theanine is really great at reducing stress. And then finally, a lot of people are now using L-theanine as part of their meditation stack to actually improve their overall meditative experience and actually get deeper into, very deep states of meditation. So you're probably wondering now, how does L-theanine actually work in the body and or brain? L-theanine targets the glutamate receptors. So L-theanine is known as a glutamate receptor antagonist or glutamate receptor blocker. And so by doing this, L-theanine can also stimulate GABA and glycine release. And as part of that process, we can see that it also triggers both dopamine and serotonin release from the presynaptic neuron to the postsynaptic neuron. Now, interestingly, there's also suspicions into L-theanine's effect on stimulating neurogenesis. And this is through its ability to interact with SIC38A1, the particular target protein, and also its ability to influence mTOR signaling and its downstream effects on affecting neurogenesis. So this is, again, preliminary research, but it may be able to also act as a neurogenic compound. Looking at the pharmacokinetics, after intake of 24 hours as a capsule or tea, the mean excretion of L-theanine refers 47% and 54% of an ingested intake. Thus, the bioavailability of L-theanine remains in between 47% and 54%, which is a pretty solid bioavailability. And the other important point to note is the ability for L-theanine to penetrate the blood-brain barrier, which is true. L-theanine does have the ability to penetrate the human blood-brain barrier. So now I want to get into my experience megadosing L-theanine. So in my situation and what I believe is a megadose for L-theanine, I used 1,000 milligrams. So oftentimes you'll see capsules that are 200 milligrams or 100 milligrams. So that would have been the equivalent of 5 200-milligram capsules. So I actually bought the powder and I took 1,000 milligrams at midday on a Saturday and I felt the following effects. So within about 20 to 30 minutes, I noticed an instant mellowing effect. Like I just felt a little bit like mellowed out. And with that came like a reduction in perceived stress or just feeling like I wasn't as paranoid by things that I needed to do, and I just felt more content in the moment. This sort of also coincided with a reduced thrill for life. That general, that anticipatory excitation you get leading up to events or parties or things you're looking forward to, maybe a date or eating chocolate or something fun and exciting. I actually noticed that effect was blunted to a degree. I just generally felt more like content at just being lazy to a degree. I had less motivation to work out and also to get work done. Now, this is because I felt more happy to be just still, almost like a Zen monk. And this is perhaps one of the reasons why, you know, these Zen monks would drink copious amounts of green tea. Maybe they knew that L-theanine would make someone feel more content at rest. Also noticed improved communication skills and better verbal fluency. Sometimes my verbal fluency is just not on point. Sometimes I have trouble accessing certain words. Although with L-theanine, I noticed that my ability to just find the right word in just having a chat with friends was improved. I just felt more witty and just clever in conversation. And also what we can add to this is I felt less choppy and twitchy when in conversation. So sometimes what happens when I'm talking to people, I find that I'm interrupted by my own ideas, and that actually impairs my ability to communicate with others because I've just got so many different thoughts running through my head and I'm chopping and changing between ideas, and that can affect my ability to actually communicate and get the message across clearly. I noticed less rumination. Sometimes when I'm bored and I've got nothing to do and I'm just relaxing, sometimes I find that I'm just a little bit more stuck in my own head and ruminating on just negative things, negative thoughts that just are not serving me. I noticed reduced rumination using this sort of dose of L-theanine. I felt ultra calm, and I also noticed like a suppression of my appetite. So that's also, for some people, that can be a benefit. For others, that can be a side effect. For me, I don't really want anything that can lower my appetite any further. I believe I have a pretty low appetite in general. Now, because I'm someone who also suffers from low blood pressure, I did notice a lowering of my blood pressure, and this wasn't something that I really liked in general. I also felt slightly spaced out about 45 minutes to 1 hour after dosing. Like in general, I felt a little bit like I was underwater, or just a little bit not really, somewhat depersonalized to a degree, or dissociated from my body. But that effect didn't last too long. It's faded away. I felt physically weaker. I did try doing some push-ups just to see how physically strong I felt in the moment. And I did feel obviously a little bit weaker, and that's probably due to its blood pressure lowering effects. And then I also remember that night sleeping really well. So I had a very deep sleep that night. So looking at the safety profile of L-theanine, if we look at some of the rat studies and the toxicokinetic studies, there were no observed adverse effects at 4,000 milligrams per kilogram of body weight per day in rats. Obviously, we need to convert that to a human dose, but very high doses of L-theanine, there aren't any signs that it shows DNA damage or toxicity. So this dosage of 1,000 milligrams, whilst it's very high compared to what's on the market, technically that once off 1,000 milligrams per dose was considered safe. So obviously I did check for toxicity studies and safety data. And I technically consider a megadose between 600 milligrams to 1,200 milligrams of pure L-theanine. So anywhere in that range is considered a megadose in my opinion. Here are some of the reports of other people megadosing with L-theanine. So Camaraderie Quentin said, I take 400 milligrams of it 3 times a day, a total of 1.2 grams, and it's a real hoot. I've been taking it for 2 to 3 months, although before I took only 800 milligrams. 400 milligrams in the morning, 400 milligrams at midday, and 400 milligrams in the afternoon. I recommend it, honestly. It has really helped. My tics stop, and I feel calm as a cucumber. Negative side effects are that you lose emotion, in my experience. It's been hard keeping friendships going when I'm out on it, because I just lose all care for anything they say. They become objects in a way which wasn't too good. I did spend more time studying though, so my grades have significantly improved since taking it. I guess what I'm trying to say is, hell yeah, it's amazing, but only if you're keen on sacrificing your social life at the same time, or maybe taking less. Interesting report. The next guy says, I remember taking 1 gram back in the day and it would make me feel a little too good, and my mind would feel like an empty space in a weird but fun way. Another person said, I once took 750 milligrams before a social event I had anxiety to go out to, and I ended up staring at a table zoned out of my mind for about 30 minutes. Interesting. Trippin' Danny Tanner, 1.5 grams of L-theanine on an empty stomach for me felt like a quarter of a weak beer. That feeling persisted for about 2 hours. It was like 1/25th of a gram of Fenibut. These ratios I just pulled out of my ass, but they feel accurate. It's a weak GABAergic feeling. So I want to also mention some other effects of L-theanine. In terms of how it works in the brain, L-theanine increases dopamine and serotonin production in the brain and induces relaxation through the enhancement of alpha wave activity. Also, L-theanine protects neural damage and improves function or neural function by reduction of cerebral infarction by inhibiting different neurological functions such as catalase, superoxide dismutase, and succinate dehydrogenase activity, thus reduces glutathione and oxidative damage in neuronal cells, or GSH. In adults, L-theanine can serve as a hypotensive agent with anti-stress activity, so it can lower blood pressure. L-theanine has a convincing effect on anxiety and depression. Intake of L-theanine after weaning prevents mice from stress-induced impairments of hippocampal long-term potentiation and improves recognition memory. The antidepressant mechanism of L-theanine involves heart rate reduction and salivary immunoglobulin A decreased response to an acute stress task. L-theanine has also been shown to improve immunity. It's also been shown to reduce liver injury induced by alcohol. It has protective effects on the cardiovascular system. Now, one other stealth side effect I want to point out. At high doses, L-theanine can reduce libido and sexual functioning for some people. And this may be due to its dampening effect on glutamate activity, or perhaps decreasing the entire stress adrenaline response, aka that thrill that I was talking about earlier. So L-theanine, for some people at high doses, may just reduce sexual functioning and or libido. So that's also one point to keep a lookout for.
Thank you everyone for joining in to today's episode. For in-depth show notes and lessons learned, visit nofilter.media/boostyourbiology.
This has been a No Filter Media production.
Say what you want.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.